Hi everyone, and welcome back to Walk with Bex. Guys, what can I say? We did it. We're here. It's been over 5 years in the making, but we finally made it, and we are here. I have reached my ultimate goal of turning pro as an athlete in the IFBB, and honestly, I am still kind of lost for words, and I have been over these last 2 weeks. It's taken me time to process all of this, and recording this now, 2 weeks post-show, post-win, I think I'm ready to kind of sit down and really get into how I'm feeling, what it feels like to win, and where my head is at. It's been a roller coaster 2 weeks, and show day itself was insane. Like, super busy day, and if you haven't already watched my show day video on YouTube, head over there after this podcast episode and give it a watch, either sat comfortably on the sofa with some popcorn or on the Stairmaster if you are currently on prep, which I know a lot of my viewers are, and they appreciate the long vlogs. So yeah, this is an epic one. It's a long one, but definitely well worth the watch, and I apologize in advance if you get a little teary like me on stage when they announce me the winner and present me with my pro card. What a flipping experience, what a moment, and something I will remember forever. So let me start by explaining, in the lead up to this show, literally a week out, we decided that I would jump into the women's physique division and compete in both categories, women's physique and figure. You guys know where my passion lies, but with me giving this prep my all and everything running so smoothly, my coach and I decided, why not try both divisions and, you know, give myself the opportunity to win at both? And guess what? I did. Performing a routine for women's physique, learning the different poses last minute, and showcasing my physique, my muscularity in a different but still feminine way was honestly such a wonderful way to enjoy this show and really prove that I have what it takes to be a pro athlete in this sport. I won both my classes for figure and for women's physique, went through to the overall in both, but earned my pro card in women's physique division earlier in the day and earlier on in finals. And I came close to the same result in figure, but of course, having already won my pro card, it wouldn't have made any sense to award me another in figure. And the athlete who got hers, Ellen, is a very, very good athlete and worthy of her pro card too, and will do great things for this sport and move into the pro league, making improvements and continue to show up looking incredible, I am sure. So in this episode today, I really want to share with you what it truly feels like to win. As you guys know, I've come close so many times, competed since 2015, I've stepped on stage 16 times, come close to my pro card in 9 shows, and on this one, on this occasion, the 10th show, it actually happened, and my dream was realized. But before I get into how I feel and like what's going through my head at the minute, I want to share with you some of the typical kind of feelings and experiences when it comes to winning, which I can kind of relate to or have kind of felt in the past. So winning is like, the only way I can describe it, it's like a primal instinct. It's like a natural human drive to want to succeed, to win. And it comes from our most basic routines of survival, you know, survival against the fittest, you know, hunter-gatherers sort of times, you know, species against species, sibling rivalry growing up. It's all basic instinct. And of course, I've had this ingrained in me from a young age. And growing up with 3 brothers, I've always wanted to win and I've always been super competitive. It's in my nature and something I always strive for in all aspects of life. It feels good to win, and that's the reality of it. And this desire is often related to the chemicals in our brains, you know, dopamine and that. And, you know, all these things are linked to pleasure, the pleasure you feel like when you win and achieve something. So like even from a young age, beating my brother at computer game as a child gave me, you know, a great feeling and bragging rights, and winning triggers a good feeling in the reward area of our brains. That's undeniable. And there are multiple studies to show that when winning, testosterone levels rise and get progressively higher each time we win, which makes us more likely to win in future too. Again, coming back to those kind of hormones and that primal instinct. So I think winning not only is a primal instinct, but it feels good to win. And those two things combined are what perpetuates the other. The other thing about winning is how much we learn from it. Besides the kind of pleasant feeling of winning, when we win, it also gives us a good amount of information for the next round when we go to achieve something. You know, when we win against others and can identify the mistakes and the failures that they've kind of encountered, it sparks those reward signals again in our brain, but also learning signals, you know, in order for us to learn, improve, and win again. It's important for us to understand that, you know, when it comes to winning, there are a certain degree of political backgrounds at play here too. Like the democracy that the majority of us live in thrives on competition. You know, just take an election as an example. You know, the more hotly contested an election is, the more interest and involved we are in it. But the outcome of a tight race puts a lot more people on the losing side. However, this does create a debate in some as to say that, you know, we don't do it to get smarter or end up with a perfect solution, but that actually when we win, it brings other people around to our way of thinking. You know, we argue in order to win. I just think that's quite an interesting thought as well. When it comes to winning, and particularly this idea of competing against others, which is what this bodybuilding world is all about, you are on stage being judged against others, you must be somewhat competitive in nature. And for me, this is definitely the case, and those who know me well know how competitive I am. Often people say things like, you know, she's out to win, and I do have that primal need to win for sure. But I also think that this drive comes from wanting to get better at something, and the real competition, like for me, is against myself rather than others. You know, I want to work harder. I want to do what other people aren't doing. I want to better my physique each time. I want to step on stage and bring my best to the judges. And this is so interesting to me, as typically speaking, studies show that women don't like competition as much as men do. You know, it's not that women are afraid of losing. The theory here is that men are probably a bit more overconfident and are more likely to win because of this. That difference may be a good thing, but what I find really interesting is that, you know, having looked into it, there is a lot of research to show that countries with societies where both genders are highly competitive are actually less happy, and that there is a gender divide. And in this sport, in bodybuilding, I'm not so sure. I don't know, still up for debate in my mind. But for me, this competitive sport is more than just a competition. For me, it's a team sport, you know, and there's a whole team of people that go into someone winning at this level. You know, when I won, I got to enjoy this victory with those closest to me, my husband, my coach, my family, but also the thousands of subscribers on YouTube, Instagram, podcast listeners here too. You know, whenever I speak to someone, the phrase I always use is, we did it, we won. For me, it is definitely a team sport, even though you're getting on stage and you're competing against other people. And then the flip side of this is that kind of, not so much winning, but that kind of bummer feeling of getting second place. And trust me, I've been there multiple times. You know, I've earned silver medals in classes, come second in the overalls many times over the years. And no matter how you have bettered your physique or made significant improvements, the silver medal still feels like a loss, like a letdown, because in your heart of hearts, you always think you have a chance of winning. Otherwise, why would you enter a sport like this? You know, coming back to that primal instinct of winning, you're always in it to win. The number of silver medals on my stand in my office currently are piled up. And this compounding feeling of not quite being good enough over the years for sure did take its toll. And for some who experience this, it's either make or break. Like, they either continue to make those improvements and keep moving forwards, or they give up altogether. And you go, you guys know which one I am. And this is where kind of the downside of winning, I think, also comes in. If you are so wrapped up in this sport that you are not happy with yourself, unless you do well at it, then it can be extremely unhealthy. And I think the reason I've been able to, for want of a better word, bounce back year after year, competition after competition, is that this sport does not consume my entire life. You know, I don't take this sport too seriously. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm serious in my approach and I live this lifestyle year round, but I have other things in my life that bring me joy and fulfillment, things which give me purpose and happiness, you know, my work, my marriage, my family, my animals even. And this is something I see too often in this sport. And for some competitors who don't have anything other than bodybuilding, it can be very dangerous and detrimental in terms of mindset and overall well-being. And I think this is where perspective is super, super important. You know, where does this winning scale on the grand scheme of things in life? You know, is earning your pro card the be-all and end-all of your life? Are you so self-absorbed in this process that you're missing out on life and other things that are passing you by? I never wanted this to be the case, and over the years I've made a conscious effort to ensure that life continues, business continues to progress, and during the process of my prep, I felt, I would say, the most relaxed, happy, calm, and fulfilled, which I ultimately think projected on stage in terms of my presentation, the flow of my physique, and my overall look. I wasn't stressed, I was calm, I wasn't desperate, I was confident. I knew that I was bringing my best, I believed my physique was pro-worthy, and this was rewarded, and ultimately my dream realized. So in summary, the key things that I've reflected on that I think are relevant to this idea and this notion of winning are, winning is a primal instinct for sure. It feels good to win, of course, but more importantly, we learn from winning. There are political background and influences with this kind of winning mentality, and, you know, to a degree, you need to be competitive in nature, and if you're not, then it's not necessarily for you. There is a gender divide to some degree with winning, and it can be and is the most effective when it's a team sport rather than a solo sport. And I think finally, there are highs and lows with earning second place, but also great sacrifice and negative associations with winning too. So I think the most important thing is, winning or losing, perspective is key here. So for me, where am I at right now? Bex, the IFBB pro. Okay, first things first, I am taking time to learn from this win. Many people only take time to learn from their failures. Myself included, I've failed more times than I've won, and that's the reality of it. While this is a super important process, and I think you learn so much from failing, like how to pick yourself back up, how to improve, how to level up, grow, evolve. Having finally won, I think it could be argued that I'm going to learn way more from this win. Knowing and studying how you won is important. It's such an important process. And if you're able to identify the determining factors, the same way you can identify what caused you to lose, you can begin to repeat the process of winning. The other advantage of this is that the more you replay the win in your head, the more positive thoughts will go through your mind. This isn't arrogance or egotisticalness, if that's even a word, but more so growing confidence that the process you went through was successful in many ways. And if you repeat a similar process with a similar positive attitude and repeat those positive phrases and actions, it will put things more in your favor again moving forward. So what have I learned from this win? So, so much. Firstly, not to put too much pressure on myself. You know, going into this prep, I had confidence in so many aspects, but I didn't allow the thought of turning pro or the pressure of this one show to determine my actions, my mindset, or my enjoyment of this prep. All I thought about was winning each day and enjoying life as things progressed. I didn't let the prep consume my life. I documented it all and shared everything else, and all the things I was winning at in life along the way too. I kept busy with work, I remained present in my relationships, and simply just treated this prep as daily tasks that just needed ticking off. This 100% put me in a more positive frame of mind and my body in a relaxed place, which was able to respond accordingly. And the reality is I made consistent steady progress week on week and completed a 12-week prep without any real issues. I think it also helped that I'd done an 8-week mini cut prior to this prep. So I was putting myself in a very, very positive position. All in all, I'd say I had a couple of really kind of hard days on prep, days where I felt really down and out and exhausted, which is to be expected. But every other day, I didn't think about food. I didn't think about fatigue, my physique, or the outcome. I just, day by day, moment by moment, week by week, just took it as it came. We can all learn how to win by studying our victories. And I think moving on without taking the time to review will teach us nothing. And I've learned so much through this prep. And I'm here to reflect on it and take the time to really learn from this win. The second thing is I'm reminding myself to celebrate and sit in this moment just a little bit longer. Working like a machine without taking a break is not sustainable. And at some point you will burn out. So this is why I'm taking this time now to just celebrate this moment, something I've worked so hard for so many years, and I'm in no rush to jump back on stage or prepare for my next show or pro debut yet. This will be hugely unproductive for me, both mentally and physically. Like, my body needs time to rest, my mind needs time to rest, and I need to take this time to just stop, reflect, breathe, and be in the present moment of this victory without any pressure of what's happening next. I refuse to continue plowing on with the next goal without giving myself this time to celebrate. And it's something my husband and I have discussed in great detail, and his advice was the same. You know, when he won his pro card, he did the same too, and he said, take this time now. He's like, you only turn pro once. You'll never have to compete again as an amateur, so just take this time to enjoy this moment. And it's safe to say I've celebrated lots, both in private and with those closest to me. You know, I've taken time to have high moments and also embrace the lulls and the kind of low post-show blues, post-win kind of come down moments. And this is the thing for sure. And I talk about this on my latest YouTube video as well. Especially when you've worked so hard towards something for so long, when you achieve it, the anticipation, the hype and the expectation doesn't always match up to what you think it was going to be. And this is completely normal. And whilst I'm incredibly grateful, happy, and still in shock, I need to just sit with this moment a little bit longer. And then the final thing that I'm doing is I'm finding ways to share my achievements with others. You know, sharing this win with those closest to me has been super important. So many people have got me to where I am today, and it's their win as much as it is mine. I want to give them this time and not rush into anything else just yet. Credit where credit is due. Always practice gratitude and give thanks to your supporters and your cheerleaders. You know, we are a team and we've been in this together for a long time, and they felt my pain. They've helped me pursue my passion and my goal and have stood back and let me plow on with prep. And now it's time to give them some time back too. It also allows me to become a better friend, a better wife, and a better coach. Giving back now instead of working towards the next goal is an important part of building character. And I'm here to develop this, and I'm excited to share with everyone what I plan on doing moving forward with business and fitness when the time is right. I know my journey will continue to inspire others and motivate those who are working towards their goals and are fully aware of how long it will take. I'm making myself an ambassador for this, and I'm looking forward to working more with clients, creating more projects, all whilst working towards regaining full health in my physique and my overall health, and improving my physique moving forward for when I do decide to step on the pro stage. But for now, that is where I am at. And honestly, I'm in a really good place. And I think, what does it feel like to win? It feels overwhelming at times, and other times it's this warm, fuzzy feeling. But there's also that flip side of it where I kind of feel like, oh gosh, okay, I achieved it. And is that it? That's a really weird feeling to have. So that's why I think it's really important for me to go through this process and really reflect on these different moments at different times, because it is a flipping big goal, and I nailed it. And yeah, what's going to happen moving forward, you will have to stay tuned to my Instagram, my YouTube. All my platforms will continue as normal. Business is normal. I am back on my meal plan. I'm just about to post a physique update to my Instagram page. And like I said, YouTube is once a week as well. So I hope that you found this episode useful. I hope that it inspires you. And if you've been following along my journey this entire time, please, please, please drop me a message. Post this podcast episode to your story and tag me. I would love to hear from you. But for now, I'm going to let you guys go and I will catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Speak to you all soon, guys. Bye for now.